Welcome to the Sportscast, September 9th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe at all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit us on sportscast.net and check us out on our app for iOS, the Sportscast. Last night, a big surprise. Some people were not surprised, but the Buffalo Bills beat the Rams 31-10. Big surprise, not even close. You could have said the first half was close. It was 10-10, but the Bills came out, not out of nowhere, because they are pretty much favorites to win it all this year. And join us all the way from the great country of Canada, Jeff Jishnak, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Good afternoon, sports people.
Sports people. So, what were your thoughts over the kickoff? The kickoff that you've been waiting for 6 months for.
So, before we get to that, the bigger news of the day, and I'd like to send my condolences to all of the sports fans in the UK on the passing of the Queen. My dad is 95. He remembers there being a king before. Very few people remember there being a king. And so to all of the sports fans, there are a lot of them that interact with this show and this channel. My condolences to you and, on the passing of the Queen, thoughts and prayers to them. The other big news obviously is we had two huge retirements, Serena Williams and Sue Bird. And so again, if you have females in your life that are into sports, make sure you check on them, folks. Because you know, it was very emotional last week with, them retiring, two big names in female sports. You know, there's more to life than just NFL football. So, you know, you've got to take care of yourself. You've got to check in with your friends and family, especially anyone who's deep into female sports. It was an emotional week last week. Sorry, well, you were asking about the Buffalo Bill game. Again, if you guys go to the Sportscast Twitter, you will notice they retweeted my post of my predictions. It speaks for itself. You can check out all my predictions there. Sean McVay, for the first time in his career as a Ram head coach, he is now under 500. So, you know, it is what it is.
Quite a surprising start, but it was the Bills though, because you know, this team is pretty good. They lost against the Chiefs last year, barely by, I guess you could say, a flip of a coin.
Again, as Aaron, host of Sports Talk 101, he will always say it's the quarterback that lost the game. And so far, we're only one game in. We got 271 to go. But yes, so far, he is correct. The reason they lost was because of Matthew Stafford. That was very clear. So he is so far in the NFL season, because he was right. He coined that, we're on the beginning of the playoffs last year, maybe right before the playoffs. I forget exactly, but it all through the playoffs. Josh Allen is the reason they lost last year. So far, he is one for one in his prediction that it's always, or his assertion that it's the quarterback's fault the team loses. So let's see how he goes. And every week, folks, I will be tweeting out. Make sure you follow me. I will be tweeting out and reviewing his assertion to see if, in fact, it is true. And let's see how many of the 272 games he is correct that it's the quarterback that loses.
The theory is out for that. The verdict is still out for that. So Josh Allen. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Josh Allen led the way in the second half, including opening up the field in the fourth quarter, completing a pass of 47 yards to Davis, which he had a fantastic game, and throwing a 50-yard touchdown pass to Diggs. He finished 26 of 33.
That's it? Horrible.
83.9%.
Cut him.
For 200
Cut him.
97 yards and three touchdowns. Allen's completion percentage broke the Bills' record
for a
regular season game previously set by Trent Edwards in 2008, which you were alive. He found success by getting rid of the ball quickly, averaging 2.47 seconds per drop passes, back passes. No, drop back on his passes, the second fastest of his career, according to NFL Next Gen stats with Jeff Reed's Every Day.
Soon they'll be on my ticker. That's going to go up behind me. But anyways, yes. Okay. And your point? Okay.
My point is, Josh Allen had a great...
He's no Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, you know, their contract talks are done. They're not going to talk done until the end of the season. So
he's going to run out his rookie contract.
He's no
Lamar
Jackson.
We'll talk about a little bit later.
He's no Lamar Jackson. I did not see that on the show notes, so not allowed.
I won't mention it.
No Lamar Jackson. He's no Lamar Jackson. That's all I'm saying, folks.
Okay. And then there were a couple of great defensive performances by the Bills, of course. Von Miller had 2 sacks. Not bad.
That's it.
Against his former team.
That's it.
That's it. But you know, getting a sack these days is difficult.
Cut him.
Okay, cut him.
Cut him.
The Bills had only one blitz on 49 dropbacks. Stafford was 0-3 last season when opponents blitz less than 10% of the time.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl. Who cares? Who cares about last year? He won. They won, and they won the Super Bowl. So, you know, but how did they do in preseason on sports on Jersey Boys Start Sports Show on Thursdays on this network at 8 p.m. Eastern? Victor will tell you the preseason stats are very important,
critical.
So how did they do in the preseason? Is my question.
It's only preseason,
but Victor says it's very important and discusses it. So how did Stafford do in the preseason?
Stafford, I don't not sure how he did.
All right.
But I know he was dealing with an elbow injury or pain.
Cut him.
So
cut him.
Cooper Kupp had 120.
And he threw a woman off the stage. He threw a woman off the stage at the Super Bowl festivities.
Stafford?
Yes.
Or Victor?
Stafford. I don't know what Victor does in his spare time. He doesn't answer any of my tweets, so I really have no idea what Victor does.
He doesn't
check
Twitter much.
So, you know.
So, Cooper Kupp had 128 yards.
Yeah, I don't have him in fantasy, so I don't care.
Stafford had
240 yards. I have Isaiah
McKenzie
who got a touchdown, and I didn't start him. So, you know.
So, which player?
Because I suck.
So, Jeff, which player last night impressed you a lot from either team?
The long snapper.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. Punters are people too. I think the operation on the nobody ever talks about the long snapper. The only time you talk about them is if they miss a game-winning field goal, which again is the quarterback's fault for not getting them closer.
True.
Just saying. Just saying, Aaron. Quarterback's fault for not getting them closer, making the guy make a go 50, 60, 70 yards and miss again. But no one ever talks about the operation of the kicking. Thought it was well done.
Well done. There you have it. There was a lot of chatter about Allen Robinson last night. What were your thoughts about that?
It was what we kind of predicted, but okay. I didn't draft him in fantasy, so don't care. I only care about people you draft in fantasy. If you drafted him in fantasy, what about Akers? Did you draft him in fantasy? I was not invited to the SportsCast Fantasy Football League. I wasn't invited. So
next year, you know, I
wasn't invited to that. So therefore, you know, what happened to Cam Akers? What happened to him?
Cam Akers had only 0 yards rushing. It was incredible. Daryl Henderson had 47 yards.
I think I probably could have done better than that. I'm pretty sure I could have got a yard.
I'm sure you did.
I'm pretty sure you give me the ball. I'm pretty sure I could have snuck in there, you know, just a little, because I'm a little slimy little guy. I probably could have at least got a yard.
Okay. So the Rams became the third defending Super Bowl champion since 2004 to lose a Thursday season opener. Teams were previously 14-2.
You should stop putting your Super Bowl champs on Thursday nights.
The Bills will have a long break. They're going to face Tennessee on Monday Night Football in week 2.
Nice.
That's good.
Nice. I have not done my week 2 predictions yet, folks, but make sure you follow me on the Twitter so you can see my YouTube short of my week 2 predictions. And I think you're going to be surprised at some of my week 1 predictions, We will not talk about it because the video speaks for itself. If he wants, you can just play the video.
Okay, let's go to Cowboys. A lot of talk about Dak Prescott.
They haven't played yet, so I have nothing to say about the Cowboys.
Left practice with an ankle injury.
He did not.
Yesterday.
He did not, but okay. This is Vanity Fair. You want to talk about his footwear? And is this Vanity Fair now? All right. All right. You want to talk about his, he used different shoes and his feet. Have you ever worn new shoes and your feet hurt afterwards? Ever done that? No? All right, then.
I wear Scholl's footwear.
So your feet never hurt after putting on brand new shoes for the first time? All right. Cool. Good for you. Guess you're better than the rest of the world.
So apparently he was testing new cleats. He did have an ankle surgery repair back in week five against the Giants in the 2020 season 2 years ago. So, and he told reporters, it is my ankle, but we're just being very cautious. Prescott told the reporters, so switching shoes today probably wasn't the best idea. So this is just a boo-boo. This is nothing major to be concerned about for Cowboys or for NFC people, I guess.
You know what, folks? If you're a Cowboy hater, and let me explain this. You either are in the Cowboy camp, you are either pro Cowboy or you're a hater. There's no middle ground. You can't say, "Well, I don't hate the Cowboys." Yes, you do. If you're not Team Cowboys, if you're not Cowboy Nation, you're a hater, and you should not be drafting them on fantasy, because people will go, "I'm in fantasy leagues, so like I hate the Cowboys, but I'm going to draft the quarterback. I'm going to draft them." If you don't like them, I don't like the Eagles. You will never see an Eagle on my fantasy team. I don't like the Commandos. I don't like the Giants. Never. Even when I used to play Madden, I picked up that card, went and sold it. Sold it for a buck. Didn't give a shit. You'll never see me take a Raider. You will never see me take a crappy Raider. There are, and so if you don't like the team, don't draft them in fantasy. Don't go, Ray 3473, co-host of the Sports Talk on this network at 10 p.m. Eastern, will say it's fantasy, Jeff. You got to pick the best. No, you pick the teams you like, you pick the players you like. You don't, if you hate the team, you hate everyone on that team. End of story, rant over. Oh, I'm getting yelled at.
By who? Anyways, the big game this weekend, Sunday night, Tampa.
That is not the big game of the weekend. I'm sorry.
I don't think it is. Which one will it be?
Browns game is going to be huge. It's the NFL.
Green Bay, Minnesota. New England and Miami, potentially. Well, anyways, during yesterday's Thursday.
Oh, it's a big game because I'm a Cowboy fan and the Cowboys are playing. All right.
Brady's playing.
Wait. Oh, right. Okay, can we going to talk about his NFT? So, folks, can we talk about the Brady NFT? How many of you, show of hands, how many Brady fans picked up the Brady NFT? Can you tweet the show afterwards? I'd like to know how many Brady fans pick up the NFT. I saw a lot of information, a lot of people picking up the Brady NFT. Can we, so I'd like to know. another.
So what is the NFT about? Because I know he posted something on his Twitter and his Instagram.
Mm-hmm. NFTs are turning into tickets. They're just, Gary V and V friends. They sold NFTs for access to VCon. Dr. Disrespect sold some NFTs, early access to Dead Drop, the new game by Midnight Studios. This is just, it's becoming a ticket. It's really, that's all it is. And it's in the form, it's crypto, it's blockchain, it's more secure. That's all.
Non-fungible.
That is all it's becoming. Okay. It's just a ticket. You're going to get access to exclusive Tom content. You're going to get access to Tommy's friends if you're into that stuff. You're going to get access to, again, depending on your level, depending on what you buy, meet and greet at the end of the year. Now, how many people, right? I tweeted this out. I never heard back from people. People don't respond to my tweets. I don't understand why. But anyways,
I
you don't respond to them. And folks, tweets are meant to be responded to when I ask a question. If I could turn off liking, Elon, are you listening? Can you, when you buy Twitter, can you just make sure, can you give me an option to turn off people liking my tweets? Because I will ask a question, people like it, and I was like, don't like the tweet. Answer the damn question. That's what Twitter is for. Anyways.
Okay.
Meet and greet.
Continue.
All sorts of good things. All right, next question. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, big game because it's the Cowboys. It's Sunday night. All right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So first game of the season. Yeah. Oh, our, we have no offensive line. I know, Dave. Dave and my, you know, Dave and my tactical. We have no offensive line. We have five guys out there. We lost Tyron Smith, but okay. We've talked about that before.
No
but
biggie.
Sure. But
no biggie.
Sure.
Sure. All right. So NBC.
What about Denver and Seattle? Is that not a big game?
Well, Seattle is not.
That's not a big game. Okay.
That's not a big team anymore. Anyways, so NBC yesterday during the Thursday night football game between Rams and Bills aired a commercial with another goat, two goats in one commercial. Let me play it for you guys.
In the game for almost 2 years. He didn't make 2 months. But you know what that tells me? How much he wants it, how much he needs it. TB12, season 23. He's back.
About that
in the game for almost
okay, folks. We've discussed this. Tom is not the goat. Who is the goat? Sure, Howard Katz. I'll give him the goats. If you don't know who Howard Katz is, go and bing him. Go on bing.com, search Howard Katz. That's the goat. Joey Chestnut. Sorry, Tom won that many championships, and has he done it injured? And did he do it while being attacked? So, okay, so the NBC paid Michael Jordan to make a commercial.
Like he needed the money.
I don't think Michael Jordan did it for free. And I'm sure if NBC said, we're going to pay you to do a Dak Prescott commercial, he would have done it too.
True. He loves Dak. Yeah, so.
It was good to see Matthew Berry on the broadcast.
Great addition Matthew to the NBC. Berry. Which he actually he was interviewed by a blog website and he was saying that he didn't like he had a good time at ESPN, but he didn't like how they separate the departments between the NFL and fantasy. They put, you know, two separate departments, so he thought it should be in one, which I actually really agree on that. And he's glad that NBC is going to take his approach, combine them. And because, you know, I think fantasy and sports come together really well. And I get more knowledge, you know, from, you know, the Matthew Berrys and all these, all these knowledge. But your thoughts on that?
I met Matthew Berry. We had a little discussion a few years ago. I have a picture of me with him. I completely disagree with him.
There should be two departments, two separate departments.
Well, because, you know, you got fantasy, you got DFS, legalized gambling, legalized betting is how many states of your states is it in? 13? I want to say 13. I could be off. I don't know the exact number. Here in Ontario where I live, it is now, before it was all controlled by the government and you had to pick five or six games. You couldn't do prop bets. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. Now you can. MGM Sportsbook, other sports books are now here in Ontario and other parts of Canada. In a few years, it's going to be, you know, you can do sports betting in stadiums now in states that it's legal.
Right. Like the Giant Stadium.
So, you know, fantasy, all of that betting, folks, there's more than just football. There is hockey. There is betting in all sports. There's UFC. You can do fantasy UFC. You can do fantasy basketball. You can do fantasy baseball. So, yes, Matthew Berry is the football guy, and he wants it all to football, but from a business perspective, folks, you got to broaden and you've got to join it all together. So I disagree. ESPN is the entertainment and sports programming network. It's not the entertainment and football, Matthew Berry, sports network. So they're sorry.
It's pretty much is entertainment, you know. When it comes right. to
so, you know, fantasy, it makes so. From a business perspective, it makes perfect sense for them to separate out the sporting from the betting, from the fantasy. You do not want to intermix them. And, you know, NBC is going to learn this, and I am sure NBC is going to change their ways shortly. Maybe not this year. Probably not this year. Maybe not even the next couple of years. But at some point, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what? This betting thing is too big, and we need to.
There you have it. All right. Anything else before we head into the prediction zone?
Lots. Can we give a shout out to the U.S. Open?
U.S. Open. That's right. The first American in the semis since A-Rod.
Roddick. You know, first black player making the semis in a long, long time. Buffalo Sabres owner, his daughter is in the semis. No one's ever talked about, I'm the only one talking about that. Buffalo Sabres owner's daughter is in the semifinals of the U.S. Open. Why am I the only one talking about that?
Because you is care that, about is, the U.S. Open.
Is that not big? Is it, I care about all sports. I do not discriminate from one sport to the other.
Even the World Cup.
So that's soccer. I don't care about soccer. That's a useless sort of a sport. And if it went away, I'd be happy with that. But I realize it's the second biggest sport on the world behind cricket. Another game I don't understand, but you know what? We don't play it here. So anyway, yes. So Jessica Pegula into the semifinals, a billionaire's daughter. Good for her. You know what? I'd love to see her win. Add that to the, you know, to the Stanley Cup. The Sabres are going to win soon. Do they own Do they own anything else? The Pegulas? Let me think.
What, the Bills?
Yeah, I know. I slipped up. I Freudian slipped it earlier. Yeah. Oh, that's right. They own the Bills. Right.
All right. All right.
So yeah. So U.S. Open. That should be good. That's going to be must watch. Folks. What about those college games last? Was that, if that's week one, if that's what we have to look forward to this entire college football season, like, oh my God.
It's going to be great. Who's your team, by the way?
That West Virginia. See, I'm Canadian. See, so I don't have an official allegiance to a team because you guys all went to a school. And so you are a Michigan, you know, what's his name? Who's that guy? He's old. Tom Brady, for example. He's a Michigan guy. He went to Michigan. Right. Friend of the show, Rich Eisen. Michigan guy. Then you've got did you see LeBron and little Bronny?
Yeah.
At the Ohio State game?
Right.
At the Ohio State game? Did you see him?
Ohio State. Yep, I saw him. Pictures.
No, the game on the weekend. Last weekend.
Yeah.
He was at the Ohio State game.
That's right. He was there.
Yeah.
During his off-season time.
Right? So we don't really do this in Canada. Because you have your schools, you apply. You don't do school tours like you guys in the U.S. do. So he's doing school, university, college tours with his son.
And seeing which college works best. All right. So, well, there you have it.
The Utes getting upset? I did not predict that. They were, what were they ranked? 17th? And they got upset? The Pitt West Virginia game? Oh my God, that one! What was it? 17 overtimes if that's week one. And shout out to friend of the show, Pat McAfee. He's going to be full time on the morning,
which he left Sirius XM, I believe.
No, he was on Sirius XM.
He was, and I think they left. They parted ways.
I did not know they were on Sirius XM.
They were.
I did not know that. Okay. All right. Okay. I did. I only watch him on YouTube.
I have Sirius XM. You guys can't get access to that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I have Sirius XM. Yeah. I do listen to channel 88, the NFL Network, or not the, or the ESPN NFL channel.
You don't have NFL Plus.
We do not get NFL Plus in Canada. However, shout out to it's not coming. It's not coming. Shout out to DAZN. DAZN Canada has just renewed. Now, I didn't read up all the stuff on it because I was happy that they got renewed. They have renewed the exclusive rights to streaming and all of the NFL content here in Canada. So, which is why we do not get NFL Plus. But all of the content that is on NFL Plus is on DAZN. So, Yeah. I've been watching Hard Knocks. Now, Hard Knocks, it just popped up on my phone. It shows up 2 days late. So I am 2 days behind. And can we talk about Hard Knocks and how awesome Hard Knocks is? MCDC, you know what? I'm not a Detroit fan. Not a Detroit hater. Now, if you're going to pigeonhole me to my cowboy rule, sure. Then if I'm not a 100% diehard fan, I'm a hater. Fine. But you know what? I'm enjoying the content, and I'm hoping for the best for Detroit this year based on what I see MCDC doing.
Are you closer to Detroit or Buffalo?
Buffalo. I'm an hour and a half. I'm an hour to the border, and then another hour. Traffic, if there's no traffic, I'm probably 40 minutes to the stadium. If I'm going on an off day, on a game day, obviously it's going to take longer.
Gotta be there early.
So I'm an hour to the border from where I am, and then you got to
cross. Detroit will be 2 hours.
Four hours.
Okay, forget that.
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
I'd rather see Buffalo than Detroit these days.
In December, I would much rather go to a dome stadium in Detroit.
True.
Than Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo in December. I've taken my son and nephew to a Buffalo Bills game in December, and it's cold, folks. It's cold.
Is home field advantage for sure.
It is cold.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna gear and land this plane. We're going to predictions, which I know Jeff wants to do, but
I already did it.
But I want to do already it with did it. You. All right. So we're gonna go first. Baltimore, the Jets. Big game. Flacco is starting.
Oh, I thought the big game was the other game. This is a big game? Oh, okay.
No, that's not a big game.
This is a mediocre game? Oh,
It's probably a blowout game.
Yeah. Unfortunately, to my producer, Jets loving producer, I had to go Baltimore.
No way. Okay. I'm going for Baltimore as well. Don't think there'll be a damper with Lamar Jackson with the contract issue. I'm sure at the end of the season they could come up with a solution with that contract. And there was some news about one of the Jets players, offensive tackle Dwayne Brown, will be out due to a shoulder injury. But that won't affect Baltimore much. Okay, let's go. Saints at Atlanta. The Saints team with James Winston. Atlanta with Mariota. Who you got there? Mm-hmm.
Saints.
Saints are going to win it.
Week one, you could go. I could argue for 20 minutes either way, right. But I'm going to go Saints.
New England, Mac Jones visits his former teammate Tua in Miami. Hot Miami. It's really humid. Miami has a lot of weapons. We don't know how they're going to use his offense. Running, give it to Tyreek. New England has Mac Jones. Who do you got there?
Do you subscribe to Tyreek's Top Podcast? Because you should. If you guys don't subscribe to Tyreek's podcast, you really need to subscribe, and you really got to listen to Tyreek's podcast.
Is it better than Green from the Warriors podcast?
Yes.
Okay. So who you got for that one?
Miami.
Miami wins it. I say Miami's going to win it. We're going to see Mike Gesicki. I think we're going to see a lot of him. We'll see what it goes. Cleveland Browns, Jacoby Brissett at Carolina Panthers.
You're going to hear this a lot this year, folks. Jacoby to Amari. That's all I'm going to say.
Amari Cooper. And, of course, Baker Mayfield. He said during practice he wants to bleep the Browns in this game in Carolina. What's going to happen there?
He's going to be very disappointed.
Cleveland pulls the upset, you're saying.
I haven't looked at the line. I don't have my line ticker going, obviously, folks. I'll take your word for the upset. But yeah, I got the Browns handling that. Jacoby to Amari. They've been doing a lot of offseason stuff, folks. So
I would say that could be an upset, but according to some people. All right, Steelers, which they're going to pay tribute to Clay Haskins for tomorrow. For this weekend's game, when they go play against Cincinnati, against Joe Burrow, Chase, Steelers will honor the late Dwayne Haskins by wearing a number 3 decal on their helmets this season, all season actually. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, AFC North showdown. Your thoughts?
No Super Bowl hangover for the Bengals in this one.
All right. Bengals it is. I got the Bengals too winning. Niners with a Jimmy Garoppolo in the bench at Chicago, Justin Fields. Not much going on there. Not much praise going on with the Bears. Can the Niners
upset? No news
upset?
Out of Chicago. Ray will be happy. Ray's happy. Going to be happy with this one.
Okay. There you go. San Francisco. Philadelphia at Detroit. Some say this could be the team of the NFC East.
This choice pains me.
Philadelphia it is. It's going to come down between the Eagles and the Cowboys. I'll give you that.
Because the other two teams can't field a team. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Great. Way to go, Captain Obvious, with your prediction there. It's going to come down to those two teams.
Colts at Houston. Colts, obviously, with Matt Ryan, Jonathan Taylor. Houston only has Rex Burkhead. I'm kidding. Who do you got?
Davis Mills, folks. Davis Mills. That's all I'm going to say. Davis Mills.
So Houston wins. That's it. Davis Mills will win the game. It's all about the quarterback. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence at the Commandos. No Chase Young, but we do got Carson Wentz. What's going to happen in Maryland?
Sorry, Aaron. Sorry, Aaron. Sorry, Aaron.
There you go. That's it.
Sorry, Aaron.
Kansas City, Mahomes, Kelce, no Tyreek Hill at Arizona with Kyler Murray. Doesn't have to go to study hall. What's going to happen in Arizona and Phoenix? Big match. Wow.
Yeah, they'll be making their Super Bowl. They'll be making their AFC Championship run starting tomorrow or Sunday.
Arizona.
No.
Kansas City. There you go. Okay. That's right. That's right. AFC. You said AFC. I missed that.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Vegas.
Arizona wants to try to win the AFC.
Hey, go.
More power,
hey, go.
More power to them.
They got
to
try a lot of maneuvering there. Raiders with Davante Adams at the Chargers. Justin Herbert expected to have a big season. I don't know if Jeff agrees with that, but what's going to happen at SoFi? Two games in a week at SoFi.
Friend of the show, Kevin. I'm sorry, dude.
So, Chargers.
Also known as Raider Guy 86. There you go. Sorry, Kevin. You're going to start 0-1.
Now we got Green Bay, the Packers at Minnesota. Green Bay with not too many good wide receivers, but they do have Aaron Rodgers. Minnesota, they're boiling. They got Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook. What's going to happen at the Vikings Stadium?
Three-time and MVP begins Sunday.
So that'll be who? Green Bay.
Well, how many MVPs does Kirk have?
True. Okay. Your Giants. Oh, sorry. No. The Giants at Tennessee Titans.
Sorry, Victor.
There you go. You said
but Victor,
it.
But Victor and Aaron, you guys enjoy those top 10 picks.
There you go.
You enjoy those top 10 picks. In next year's draft.
There you go. So Tennessee wins, and then finally Tampa at the Cowboys. What's going to happen there?
So here's the thing. Micah Parsons last year was just learning the NFL. So expect bigger things from him now that he understands the game. He didn't understand the NFL game. The game was too fast for him last year. So now that he's got a year under his belt, poor Tom, unfortunately, is, you know, he's going to be wishing he could crawl back to Giselle on wherever compound she's living in. He is still going to be heartbroken over
Costa
that.
Rica.
Now he's celebrating his NFT and the success of that. So
there you have it. Dallas wins in Dallas.
It's different if you're going on the road. I might have had a slightly different answer if we were going into Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it'd be different. A lot more humidity. Will we see more Zeke or will we see more Tony Pollard?
Well, Zeke is a RB1, so.
Okay, there you go. He said it. Jeff Cisnak, if no one really knows.
You missed one.
I do not predict Monday night games on a Friday. I wait till Monday. But if you want to predict it.
No. If they want to know my surprise pick, you can find me on here and you will see my YouTube short. Every week I'm going to do a YouTube short with my predictions.
There you go.
A little running counter so you can see how great I'm going to do this year.
YouTube.com/Jeff Cisnak.
That's me.
There you go. And what's your Twitter and your Instagram?
Sadly, some butthead took that on TikTok. It's Jeff Mjanak on the TikTok. I post content on all three places and Twitter on all four places. You can find stuff on MySpace if you subscribe to Friendster. And if you're on Be Real, you can find me there too.
So if you guys are not watching the video, listening, is Jeff Cisnak, JeffGignac. You can find him on Twitter. He's more active on Twitter.
Actually, I'm not. More active all over. I'm equally active all over. Don't forget, folks, to get your SportsCast shirt.
Yes, please.
Go to the store.sportscast.com. Pick up a SportsCast shirt.
And there you go. And please subscribe to our newsletter, thesportscast.net/newsletter. You can reach us on Twitter at thesportscast1, Instagram, thesportscast1. Subscribe to our YouTube, our Twitch. And there you have it. Jeff, football season is back.
It's one of many sports. College football is here. We're getting into Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Major League Baseball coming up.
Playoffs next month.
Getting ready for hockey. So folks, there's more than NFL and soccer.
Hey, Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Of course they are.
All right, there you have it.
I've seen nothing that says they won't.
Santiago Leon as your host. Jeff, thanks for coming on to the SportsCast. And this was your update.